Hello, Tony Meyer here with your Eastside Weekly Update. This week, spring break arrived across most King and Snohomish County school districts, the same week it fell in 2025. That context is essential for reading this week's numbers accurately. What is not seasonal is inventory, which set another 2026 high, and months of inventory, which crossed a threshold not seen in early spring since 2011. Let's get into it. Interest rates edged down to 6.38% this week, a modest improvement from last week's 6.45%, and down 0.47% from this same week 1 year ago. Rates have partially recovered from the conflict spike, but still sit 0.39 points above pre-conflict levels. That remains a meaningful headwind for buyer qualification and monthly carrying costs. Active listings climbed to 1,178 this week, another 2026 high, and up 58.5% from the 743 homes on the market during the same spring break week in 2025. Inventory continues to build regardless of the seasonal calendar. Pending sales fell to 86 this week, down 20.4% from last week. Spring break is the primary driver of that weekly decline. But the more meaningful comparison is year over year. During the same spring break week in 2025, pending sales were 117. This year, they came in at 86, down 26.5% on an apples-to-apples basis. That gap reflects more than the seasonal calendar, which brings us to months of inventory. And this week's most significant reading. At 3.16 months of inventory, this is the highest reading for early April in this data set since 2011. Two factors are at work simultaneously. Inventory continues to rise, and spring break suppressed pending sales, which mathematically pushes months of inventory higher. The underlying trend was already moving in this direction before spring break. It would be premature to call March 16th the new baseline. With several school districts still on break next week, inventory will continue to build seasonally and buyer activity will remain somewhat suppressed. A cleaner read on where April is settling will require another week or two of data. What the data does confirm is that we have crossed into the upper range of balanced market territory defined locally as 2 to 4 months. During this same spring break week in 2025, months of inventory stood at 1.47. We are 115% above that today. The 30-day rolling median sold price ticked up modestly to $1,579,000, but remains 8.1% below the $1,718,000, recorded at this same point in 2025. The weekly close median reflects a thin sales sample during spring break and should not be read as a trend signal on its own. Here's the big picture. This week's data requires careful interpretation. Spring break compressed buyer activity, as it always does, and that shows clearly in the pending numbers. What is not a seasonal artifact is the continued climb in active inventory, now at 1,178 and up 58.5% year over year, even on a spring break comparison. Months of inventory at 3.16 is partially elevated by the seasonal pending dip, but even at last week's reading of 2.35, the market was already firmly in balanced territory. With spring break continuing across several districts next week, inventory will keep building seasonally. What is confirmed today, the conditions buyers and sellers are navigating reflect more balanced market dynamics than at any point since 2011. If you're a seller, pricing discipline is the single most important decision you'll make right now. With 58.5% more competition on the market than a year ago, homes priced accurately against today's comparable sales are still selling well. Overpriced listings are sitting longer and often requiring reductions that erode both value and negotiating position. We've done extensive analysis on what this shift means for each Eastside submarket, and we'd welcome the opportunity to walk you through what the data shows for your specific area and home. If you're a buyer, you have more negotiating leverage for this time of year than at any point since 2011. More choices, more time for due diligence, and more room for thoughtful negotiation than buyers have experienced in years. Well-priced homes are still moving, so arriving pre-approved and prepared remains essential. But the frantic, no-contingency environment of recent years has given way to more measured conditions where preparation and patience are rewarded. If we can help you think through what this means for your move, we're here to help. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.